Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Have you considered that green-eyed monster? You know, jealousy, and how very real he is in our lives, how easily he can take control of our thoughts. You know, it's a monster because it devours the life of those who permit it in their hearts. You know, a jealous and envious person is never content. And God wants us to be content always, trusting that he is doing and willing to continue to do great things in our lives. You know, being jealous of what others have or can do prevents us from seeing the blessings in our own lives. You know, you're so busy seeing, well, that person has this and that person has that and I don't have it, that you don't really take stock of all the things that you do have. Jealousy is not a new thing, ladies. It has been around since people began to inhabit the earth. Early, even in the story of Genesis, Cain was jealous of Abel, and he murdered him because of it. In 1 Kings, King Saul was so jealous of David that he continually tried to kill him. At times, the jealousy drove him mad. In addition, some of Jesus' 12 disciples were jealous of one another, asking him which of them was the greatest. See, God knows that each of us has that ability to be jealous, and he knows what's best for us. And we have to trust him that he knows how much we can handle. You know, sometimes his decision may not always seem fair to us, but we should remember that he does not make mistakes. He knows what he's doing, and we should trust him that what we have is enough. The Bible says in Proverbs 14:30, a sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. See, envy is rottenness of the bone. That should tell us that when we have an envious heart or a jealous heart, that we're making ourselves sick. I remember years and years ago, whenever I'd go to people's homes, I'd sometimes leave just with a little tinge of jealousy that I didn't have a home. You know, I just have this motorhome, and it's a wonderful motorhome, and I enjoy it. I love every inch of it. But I have to be honest, there was a little bit of me that was just a little jealous. And I had to fight that every time I left people's houses, especially if it was a nice house and it was decorated nicely and clean. And it just made me feel like, wow, I would like to have the security of having a house like that. But you know what? Can I tell you? It wasn't God's will. He didn't want me to have a house. In recent days, I have acquired a house. I'm not there very much, but I have a house, and it's wonderful. So I'm not really jealous when I go to somebody's house anymore. But can I tell you, there's other times when I get jealous about other things, when I see somebody get something that I didn't get, or somebody has something that maybe I've been wanting and I don't have it. I can be a little jealous sometimes when I look at women's rings because they're so beautiful, because I love rings. But God doesn't want us to be jealous. So let's keep in mind to hold back that little green-eyed monster. And anytime it starts poking its ugly head at us, let's stop him right in his tracks. And you know what? Then you'll be a rejoicing Christian. And isn't that all what we want to be, is rejoicing Christians? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.